But no, it could be sold. A profit could be made on it. Ooh, but there's an app for that, they told us. Maybe I don't want an app. Maybe I actually need to wash my dishes. No, no, you need waiter. Mr. Consumer, please. Mrs. Consumer, stop cooking. You don't need to cook. There are teenagers with pimples, and there are millennial adults that have $400,000 degrees that are relying on you to order some fettuccine with vegan meatballs, fettuccine with vegan meatballs from waiter, and have it delivered to them so they can eat while they're playing video games. By the way, I just took a sip from my brand new, freshly delivered Capuchin Dark Roast. See, we mix ours here. When I make it in the morning, I use 2/3 grind and then 1/3 fresh ground. I have a grinder in the back, whole beans, with our very own Crusade Channel Capuchin Dark Roast coffee. Listen. It just doesn't get any more fresh and good than that. You're going to buy coffee anyways. Why not support the Crusade Channel and then doubly support the good, fine Catholics that are founding the Collegium Angelorum Sanctorum Liberal Arts College in Montana that's going to open in 2019. You know, they're funding the construction by the sale of coffee. And by the way, you guys and gals have done so much coffee buying in the past year since we introduced Capuchin Dark Roast that Deacon Schaefer's now had our own bags made. We don't have to slap the sticker on them anymore. They're actually printed big time. Big time. I'm on my way. I'm making it big. So keep the coffee in stock. And wait till you check out the convenient, brand new, Ziploc topped Capuchin Dark Roast coffee bag for your whole bean, for your decaf, or for your ground roast. And these are all fair trade coffee beans, some of the best gourmet coffee on the planet. But it's not at a Mystic Monk or Starbucks or Dunkin' Donuts gourmet coffee price. Our coffee sells for just under $10, where others are $14, $16 for the same size. Why? Because we're supporting the vocation of the school, and by you purchasing a bag, you're supporting our vocation. So, pick yourself up a bag or six today at MikeChurch.com/coffee and tell me that I sent you. Before I get back to this, is anyone out there starting to now see the difference between vocation and career? No one in the tech industry has a vocation. They have careers. No one in government has a vocation. They have careers. What does that mean? They do it all for the money. It's how many zeros are in the bank account, how large of a square footage house they have, what brand and what make and what year model of car they have, where do they vacation this year, what brands of this and that and the other do they consume in mass quantities, what did they last binge watch, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. None of this is about the four final things. A man or a woman that pursues a vocation has an actual love for the souls he or she is serving. You don't bend over a barrel and do you know what to souls that you love. Now, that doesn't mean that you can't make a profit to feed yourself, a reasonable one, but it's really not even profit at that point. It's subsistence. And there's a difference between that and career. So all of this stuff that's built around all this technology, this is not for you, it's for them. Look, you have money in your pocket, they want it, or in your bank account. How can they get it out without stealing it? Careers. Consumerism. Let me go to the telephones here, and quickly at 844-527-8723. It's the Mike Church Show here on the Crusade Channel, King Size Truth from radio-sized speakers. Wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute. I was going to go to the phones, but stop the phones. Because the Chiron just changed on the conservative media outlet to end all media outlets.